This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, today we continue in a section of the book of Colossians where Paul teaches us about God's loving plan for various human relationships. Last Sunday, we learned about God's loving plan for husbands and wives. 2 weeks from now, because I won't be here next Sunday, 2 weeks from now on July 1st, we will learn about God's loving plan for employees and employers. But today, we're going to learn about God's loving plan for children and parents. Today's text from Colossians chapter 3 reads, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged." Once again, just as with his comments about husbands and wives, Paul gives us a short, sweet, and to-the-point statement about children and parents. The reason Paul could sum up God's loving plan for children and parents so simply is that the Christians in the Colossian congregation already knew what the rest of Scripture taught about God's plan for children and parents. However, as with marriage, many people today do not know what Scripture teaches about God's plan for children and parents. So let's spend some time with Scripture and learn about this. First of all, in our reading from Deuteronomy, God teaches us that children should honor their father and mother. But why? Well, first, God used their father and mother to give them life and also to care for their physical needs when they were very young. Secondly, God used believing fathers and mothers to teach their children God's word so they could trust in Him as their Savior. In fact, if all parents would raise their children in God's word and knowledge of Christ, and if all children would honor their parents by obeying what they are taught, I tell you, we would have a wonderful society. As God said, "So that you may live long, and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Now, in our reading from Ephesians, Paul says that this is the first command with a promise. And God's promise is that we will have long life on the earth. Now, please understand, long life does not necessarily mean that you will live to be very, very old. Although, when people avoid sin and live according to God's will, they do tend to live longer. But instead, what we need to understand is that by long life, Scripture means a life that is full. A life with joy and peace and fulfillment. In other words, when we live the way God created us to live, our life on earth will be a blessed one. Simply put, Scripture teaches that the family is the foundation of society. If the family follows God's plan for children and parents, society as a whole will be blessed. But when people do not follow God's plan for children and parents, society slowly decays and falls apart. And I'm afraid we see plenty of evidence of this in our culture, even right here in Jamestown. No wonder we have broken homes. No wonder our jails and prisons are full to overflowing. In our reading from Proverbs, God teaches children to cling to the godly teaching they receive from their believing mother and father. On the other hand, if children reject the godly teaching they receive from their mother and father, the result is tragic, not only for this life, but for all eternity. Therefore, children of Concordia, thank God several times a day that He gave you Christian parents who brought you to the waters of holy baptism, where you received forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit, who gave you a new heart of faith in Christ. Children of Concordia, thank God every day that He gives you parents who love you and provide for your physical needs. But even more, thank God that your parents bring you to the services of God's house, where you hear that God forgives you and that He loves you. And also, of course, in this place, you learn about His loving plan for your life as a child of God. Now, children, I'm not saying that your parents are perfect, nor does God want you to obey your parents if they would ever command you to do something sinful. But having said that, the fact is that I don't know too many Christian parents who would ever command their children to do something sinful. In fact, almost 99.999% of the time, when parents give rules to follow, it's because they love their children and they know what's best for you, even if you don't understand the reasons for their rules at the time. And so, children of Concordia, submit to God's loving plan for your life by obeying and honoring your parents. But what happens when you children become adults? Obviously, when you leave home, you are no longer under your parents' authority, although you will hopefully continue to live according to God's word as they taught you. Nevertheless, even though children are no longer under their parents' authority once children become adults, God still expects adult children to honor their parents in their old age. In fact, Jesus addresses this issue in our reading from Matthew. You see, some unbelieving Jews in his day were using man-made rules as an excuse to ignore their parents who needed their help. So Jesus condemns them for this and reminds them that honoring their parents includes caring for them in their old age, just as their parents cared for them when they were very young children. Paul also addresses this issue in our reading from 1 Timothy, where he teaches that God expects children to care for their parents. But if children selfishly refuse to do this, Paul says that such children have denied Christ and are worse than unbelievers. Now please understand, when I say that Scripture teaches that children should care for their parents, I'm not saying that God commands that our parents must live with us when they get old. Now, some elderly parents do live with their children, and that's fine if it works for them. But this is not always the best arrangement. In fact, sometimes, especially if a parent is sick or crippled, it is impossible for them to live with their children. Many children have to work to make a living and so can't care for their parents 24/7. In addition, some elderly parents have medical needs that many children are not equipped to handle. So that is why we can thank God that we have quality nursing facilities where the elderly and sick can be cared for when they can no longer care for themselves. However, if our parents do eventually end up in such a facility, we children should do our best to keep in touch with them, to visit them when we can, and to make sure that their needs are being met. This is how we honor our parents. Well, now that I've talked about what God expects of children, I need to spend some time addressing what God expects of parents. Simply put, God wants parents to love their children, provide for their physical needs, and most of all, to raise your children in the knowledge of God's word and His love for them in Christ. But sadly, some parents in our culture are not even Christian. Some parents neglect their children, or even worse, abuse them. Many children are raised as unbelievers in our culture. Many parents lead sinful lives and refuse to repent and thereby give horrible examples to their children. So it's no wonder our society has so many problems today. But you Christian parents of Concordia, God has saved you and you trust in Jesus for salvation and new life. You believe that God's plan for you as parents is what is best, and so you want to put His plan into practice. So, let's talk about that plan. First, Please know that in our reading from both Ephesians and Colossians, God assumes that the father will be the spiritual leader of the family. Now, that doesn't mean that mothers don't play a role in the spiritual nurture of their children. They certainly do. But God's plan is that the father should take the lead in the spiritual nurture of children. Sadly, the devil has had his way with many fathers. In too many cases, it is the mother who brings the children to church, while the father stays at home or does something else. And this is sin, plain and simple. Such fathers need to repent. In fact, studies show that when fathers are not active in church, the children are often not active either. There's exceptions, but more times than not, if the father sees no need for church, the children grow up to have the same evil attitude. So, men of Concordia, we've all failed in this area, including me, but the good news is that we are forgiven through Christ's shed blood. God loves us, and He will give us the strength and the ability to be spiritual leaders in our families. But my friends, the only way we men can be equipped for this important task is for us to be nurtured in our own faith by regular attendance at God's services, by daily prayer, and the regular study of God's Word. Now, I realize we men get busy. Our jobs can often be demanding. But we all have the time we need to do what is truly important. And men, nothing is more important than raising our children in the knowledge of God's Word and His love for them. So with that said, what does Paul mean when he says that fathers should not embitter their children? Well, simply put, we should not make our children frustrated about life, either by being too harsh or too lenient. For example, if we impose tons of rules on our children but never explain our loving intentions, if we discipline them but never are tender with them, if we are critical of their sin but never proclaim Christ's forgiveness to them, they will become discouraged and even angry. On the other hand, if we define love as having no rules for our children and allowing them to live as they please, if we fail to discipline them and give them the impression that there are no consequences for sinful behavior, if we tolerate or affirm their sin in the name of being loving or supportive, well, then we're also failing them and setting them up for big problems in life. Therefore, God teaches us parents, especially the fathers, that we should raise our children in the knowledge of God and His Word. This kind of parenting includes loving discipline, avoiding the extremes of being too harsh or too lenient. We need to teach our children right from wrong. We need to rebuke and discipline them when they sin. But most of all, we parents need to show tender love for our children. And even more, we need to point them to the forgiveness and love and life that they have in Jesus, their Lord and Savior. With all that said, let me now state the obvious. And I say this as a child, and I say this as a father. We have all rebelled against God's loving plan for children and parents. When I think of my childhood years, I was not always an obedient child. There were many times I disobeyed my parents and did not respect them as I should have. Also, as a father, in spite of my best efforts, sometimes I've been too harsh, sometimes I've been too lenient. I haven't always been a good example either. Even though I've tried to be a godly child and a godly parent, I've fallen short of God's will in these areas, and so have you. When we recognize our sin as children and parents, the guilt can be overwhelming. But I have good news for me and for you. We are forgiven. When Jesus was on the cross, shedding His blood for our sins, He knew about all the times we would sin against His loving will for us as children and parents, and yet He died for us anyway. Because of Jesus, we children and parents are forgiven, and we are holy in God's sight. In fact, the forgiveness God gives us sets us free. It sets us free to acknowledge our sin to each other. It sets us free to forgive each other. So children, if you have sinned against your parents by disobeying them or dishonoring them, then acknowledge your sin to them and ask their forgiveness. And parents, you can then forgive your children in Jesus' name. And parents, if you have sinned against your children by being too harsh or too lenient, or by being a poor example, then in humility, acknowledge your sin to them and ask their forgiveness. And children, you can then forgive your parents in Jesus' name. What a wonderful God we have. A God who loves us and forgives us, even though we have so often rebelled against His loving plan for our lives. Not only does God love us, not only does God forgive us, but He also continues to teach us with His Word, so that by obeying His loving plan for our lives as children and parents, we can know the peace and the joy that He wants us to experience in this life. Amen.